As I was preparing for today, being the first Sunday of Advent, I was looking around at some different resources, and one other minister that I know had recorded a little message for ministers, actually, for prepping for this, and he started out by saying Happy New Year, because this is the first Sunday of the church calendar in that liturgical sense of the word. And I mentioned that last Sunday briefly to say that that was the sort of the last Sunday in our year. Advent is the beginning. So, you know, I know we in our calendar year, January 1st is the new year, but today would be a new year for us. We begin that cycle. And if you look it up, you can find it on the internet quite easily, and most of us have access in some capacity to the internet. You can look up liturgical year and you'll see a little disc come up, and there's different colors. Green is the biggest section of that, and that's what they call ordinary time, and when we're talking about the life and ministry of Jesus. And then we begin with the birth of the anticipation of the birth of Jesus in Advent. That's the beginning of the top of that circle, if you like. But depending on your personal church background, whatever congregation you may have grown up in or spent a great deal of time in, if it wasn't this one in particular, the term Advent, it might be something that may or may not have played a major factor in the season of worship. In fact, even the idea of a liturgical season may have been something that you didn't necessarily talk a lot about. You know, Advent's got a little bit more airtime, so to speak, in many churches. But for me, when I was younger and attending the church we did in Toronto, Advent wasn't a word that was used very much in that time. We just sort of, in those weeks leading up to Christmas, it seemed that things got busy. We had choir concerts and kids' concerts, and there was all these different efforts taking place, but Advent, the word, wasn't necessarily a part of that. We were kind of leading up to the anticipation of Christmas Eve. But so we do talk a lot about Advent here. I think it's something that's important for us, because Advent is very much like the Lenten season. And the Lenten season is one where we prepare our hearts for that Easter event that takes place. And that's why Advent was in fact put together in so many ways way back when, was for us to spend these 4 weeks, 4 Sundays, preparing for the Christmas event. It's a long-standing part of the sort of bigger Christian tradition in that sense, whether they're Protestant or otherwise. And we begin each Sunday with a particular lighting of a candle that represents a theme that's been agreed to in that sense. And as we sang our song at the top of our service today, hope is that word. And it's an anticipation of something that's coming and a hope that will be brought into this world. So as we begin our Advent season, we are contemplating that word hope. But I've titled the sermon today to be watchful. And I want to explore that a little bit in light of hope. Our scriptures have been sort of around that, and that we are anticipating this birth of Jesus as we get closer and closer to the Christmas event, and then very quickly after that, we're into the preparing for the Easter event. But as we get ready this morning, let's just bow our heads for a moment, just in prayer. Lord, I pray that the words of my mouth and meditation of my mind will be acceptable to you and your people. Lord, open our spiritual ears to hear your word, our spiritual eyes to see that truth that you have for us, Lord, this day. We pray this hopefully, assuredly, in the name of Jesus. Amen. One other thing that we do here at this congregation, and you all know this, is that we celebrate communion on the first Sunday of Advent, and it's worked out very well today that it's the 1st of December as well, so we're kind of lined up, all the calendars are kind of lined up in that respect, because we've got 4 Sundays that lead us up to and including Christmas Day itself. When I say be watchful, it reminds me clearly of that scripture where we read that Jesus is talking about not knowing the day or the hour of his return and his second return, if you like, or second coming, I guess is a better way to put that. He came at Christmas in that, not at Christmas itself, but at the time we're celebrating at his birth. And then we move through that Easter event where his body was crucified and buried, and he rose again and ascended into heaven. And he promised us through this particular scripture and through other messages that he delivered after his resurrection that he would return for us. And this is all part of that bigger picture that we need to stay focused on as much as possible. We need to be watchful. And it's not just about that second return. It's important, and it's an odd topic that's maybe to be talking about during Advent, because the second coming, the second return is something that's not necessarily talked about quite as much in the church conversation these days. In the 70s, it was a hot topic for a while, and then it kind of died off. But it's be watchful for those moments when we forget. And Advent season pushes us in that direction so many ways. Now, it's easy to say, in a generalized form, that during the Christmas season, we get all panicked and rushing around, and we're shopping, and we're doing all these different things. But that's not the reality for all of us, especially as we get older and our kids are older. Because when the kids aren't around, there's not as much hecticness in the household. Not quite the same anyway. You're not running around. I mean, I'm not building bikes anymore on Christmas Eve like I've done before and putting the last-minute touches on whatever we've purchased for them. Mostly now as we get a little stocking together, and I can do that in a minute, you know. So that it's maybe not quite as panic-stricken as it might have been at one time. But we still can lose focus. A growing epidemic that takes place during the season for so many people is a sense of loss. And at Christmas just reminds us of all that. We've lost people in our lives. We've lost very special loved ones in our lives and friends. We've lost pets maybe as well. These are all things that sort of mount up on us at this particular time. A time when there's an expectation that we're supposed to be excited and we're supposed to be happy and we're feeling anything but sometimes. And that gloms itself into the next sort of level of that where we're feeling guilty. You know, we're supposed to be happy, aren't we? We're supposed to be joyful in this time, and I'm not feeling joyful and happy necessarily at this particular time. I'm feeling kind of sad. And I guess I shouldn't feel sad. Like all the should-haves come out. We need to be watchful of those moments, because it's these moments that our focus is not on Jesus' birth. It's that change that's going to take place in the world. That's why we're doing this. It's not just being busy and forgetting. It's sometimes being not busy enough and forgetting. We're not being watchful in all aspects of this Advent season. And Jesus is heartily reminding us that we need to be watchful. We don't know the time or day when he's going to return. We don't know the time or day when he's going to call us. Now, I can, not meaning to stretch this point too much further, but none of us know when we'll be called. And I'm trying to couch that a little bit. You know, when I worked in the computer field, we had a very small shop, and we had this statement that we would make of the hit by a bus scenario. We wanted to make sure we had all our bases covered in case one of us got hit by a bus on the way to work one day and work wouldn't stop. The reality is none of us know when God will call us before him. We can plan and estimate and figure out and eat healthy and do all the things we need to do and still be called. Be watchful. Be watchful because we do not know the time or the day when Jesus' second return is coming. We do not know the time or day when we ourselves will be called before him. And that's a downer for Christmas, I get that. But the idea is we need to be in anticipation of Jesus in our lives every moment we have and be excited in that regard and keep our eyes focused on him so that when things seem sad or when things seem over busy or when things just seem ugh, that's when we need to stop and say, you know, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. Help me to focus on you right now. Because there's a lot of demands in this season and a lot of expectations in this season, a lot of expectations that I may put upon myself or others may also put upon one another. I want to focus on you. And that's why we're having communion today, one of the reasons. I think it's important for us to kick off this particular season of Advent with that statement that's on this table, do this in remembrance of me, so we're always focused and ready. We're always focused and ready for Jesus in our lives. So this is the first Sunday of Advent. We're going to stay focused. We're going to be watchful. And we're going to be excited in that regard because something wonderful is around the corner. Something very great is there for us to anticipate. Like that cell phone I told with the kids. I'm waiting for that call and it's going to come. Let's bow our heads. Lord, thank you for today and thank you for this reminder to stay focused on you no matter what. As we move into the rest of our service this morning, help us to stay focused on you in anticipation of the great things that you have in store for all of us. We pray this in and through the name of Jesus. Amen. As we move forward in our service, this is the time where we bring our work of our hands and the gifts of our lives as an offering of praise and worship to God. This is the time for our offering and tithes.